Hey, podcast lovers, welcome to Caffeine and High Hopes. I'm your host, Danny Weirden. You will be able to connect and listen to inspiring beings, local badasses, and overall good people. Honest conversations about business, relationships, parenthood, and everything in between can be found here. Get comfy and get ready to be motivated to live your best life. Okay, welcome back, you guys. We have another episode of Caffeine and High Hopes. Very excited to share some news and updates with you all. So thanks for being here. Thanks for sticking around. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about what's been going on, how I've been feeling about, once again, more changes happening in my life that are always for the better, and just kind of my thought process around it, because I'm sure other people out there can relate, and that's why I'm here talking, is to give you guys some relatable content to go off of. I am recording today from the comforts of my couch. It's been a process. I have been wanting to record this episode for like 3 days, and it just hadn't been happening, and there had been so much going on. Casey was homesick for the last couple days, because, I mean, there's a whole bunch of rules with that, with the schools. So it's been juggling a lot, but we're doing it. It's Thursday. We're only a day late, but it's happening. And I'm also recording with someone this afternoon, so I'll have a guest on next week for you all. So that's super exciting. And yeah, let's get into it. Let me tell you how the plot had thickened in my life and how last week was a complete roller coaster of what do I do? What direction do I want to go in? What is even happening in life? So I'm going to start from the beginning. It would be probably about a month ago now. I was kind of feeling like I wanted to look for a part-time job. I wanted something that kind of aligned with what I was already doing. I mean, I have been writing for a couple different places and doing some social media management, things like that, which was all great. I was loving it, was really happy with it, but I wanted to find something that would just give me a for sure paycheck each month so that I could budget off of that and then kind of supplement with all these other projects I had going on. Because, I mean, for quite a while, I have been kind of just like, okay, I've got money coming from here, coming from there. Like, nothing was ever for sure every month. It was always like, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll wait for another opportunity. Oh, there's another one that come in. So it was getting really hard to kind of just like budget and figure things out. And I'm usually pretty good with just like going with the flow, knowing that, you know, there's always going to be more coming in, not too stressed about it. But I was like, you know what, if I could find like a part-time thing, just so I know that I have X amount coming in every month, and then I can build my business on top of that, then I'm happy. That's fine. So I started kind of scouring like job listings and stuff like that for writing positions, freelance positions, even marketing, stuff like that. Didn't really find anything. And then I got tagged on Facebook by one of my friends of a job posting for a social media manager as well as a freelance writer. And it was for a really cool company that I've been following for quite some time. And they kind of highlight a lot of tourism and travel things throughout Alberta and BC. So I was like, oh, yes, like I'm so applying for this. It was a part-time job. There would be some travel involved. The pay was decent. It was good. And it would just be a really cool experience to get to travel around and feature outdoor activities all throughout Alberta and BC, and the company had some really awesome values. So yeah, I applied, got an interview. Interview went great. I thought I was very nervous for it, because I haven't had an interview in a long time. It's been years. So the interview went great. I was happy with it. They were super excited. They were amazing people, super cool, very interesting. And so I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. Awesome. And then a couple of weeks went by. They had reached out and said, you know, like, we're still in the process. of the hiring, all that. I was like, yeah, for sure. Not a huge deal. I totally get it. These things take time. Wasn't too worried about it. And then another week went by and I was like, oh, you know, I probably didn't get it. Like, I would have heard from them by now, whatever. And in the meantime, I had found out that there was a job opening up at the school division here. It was for their communications role as well as part-time in HR. Excuse me, my goodness. And so I was like, I could do that. Like, I could totally do that kind of job, but it's something totally different than what I'm, you know, used to. It's a full-time job. You have your own office. You're in there 8:30 to 4:30. Like, it would be a very different pace. And I was like, I don't know, like, should I apply? But then when I when I realized, you know, the perks of it, the benefits of it, I mean, you get a pension, you get 100% covered benefits, the pay is incredible. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling in a silly, goofy mood. I'm gonna apply. So I sent in my resume, do all that, cover letter, and send in my references. I didn't really think too much about it. So I sent it out. The job listing was posted on a Monday. Sent my resume in that Monday. But I think Wednesday, Thursday, they called and said, hey, we want to do an interview with you for the following Tuesday. I was like, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. I really didn't have much else going on. I was wrapping up a bunch of projects because the following Wednesday, we were heading to Edmonton for our annual trip to Farm Fair. So I wanted to get all my stuff done so I could go out to Edmonton and just, you know, relax, visit with everybody and not worry about having to do any work while I was out there. So I was like, yeah, for sure. It's Tuesday night. We'll do the interview. We're leaving Wednesday morning for Edmonton. So I go and do the interview. I was, you know, not super nervous, but I didn't really know that. All they told me was the interview was going to be 45 minutes and then there was a 45 minute task afterwards, which I was like, I have no idea what this task is going to be, but we'll see how it goes. So the interview went well. Like, the questions were pretty straightforward. There were good questions. I felt pretty confident in my answers. I was able to answer them quite easily. Did a little joking around with the interviewers and it was very comfortable. It was a comfortable setting. I know quite a few people that work in the office already, so that was cool. Go and do the task, which was pretty straightforward. Didn't have too many issues doing it and left feeling pretty good. I was like, okay, whatever. So as I'm walking out, leaving this interview, which I was kind of like doing on a whim pretty much, I'm walking out and I check my email. And here I have an email from the first place I interviewed saying, hey, like, you're our top choice, but we want to line up a meeting with our CEO and, you know, before we finalize who we choose. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, well, now I don't know what to do. And they wanted to have the meeting for the very next morning, but I was driving out to Edmonton. So I was like, well, I can't, like, and we're going to be, you know, in the barns and busy. So I was like, is there any way we could push this until when I'm back? Because I didn't really want to have to juggle all that while we're in Edmonton and there was lots of stuff going on. And I wasn't sure what, you know, this job interview that I just did, like, how that was going to play out. So I was like, let's just, if we can, push everything to Monday. Sure. They were happy with that. I was like, okay, great. Now I have a couple days to think on things. Like, what am I going to do? So anyways, I was hemming and hawing about what to do. And, but I was like, you know what? I'm not too worried. Like, I probably won't get the division job because, you know, it's a little different than what I'm used to, and who knows, there could be way better qualified people out there for this than me. So Wednesday we get to Edmonton, we're meeting everybody, hanging out with everybody, and I get a phone call like Wednesday night, and it's the division and they want to offer me the job. So I'm kind of shitting my pants at this point because I'm like, oh, okay, like this is huge. This is kind of life changing a little bit, because getting this job means it's just going to open up so much for me and Casey and create some stability that I have never had before, ever. So I'm freaking out a little bit, and I'm like, I need to call you back on Friday. Let me think of it about it. I got to, you know, rearrange things if I do decide to take it. Like there's a lot to think about and do. They're like, yeah, no problem. That's totally fine. So then I'm trapped. I'm kind of stuck in, what do I do? It's a very, taking the division job, that's the adult route. That is the smart, socially accepted route. That is the job that you take and you stick with for many years, because it is a very great job, great paying, lots of stability. You work in an office, it's set hours, your salary, all that. And then I compare it to this part-time job where I can work from home. I can do exactly what I'm doing and what I love. I can build my business on top of that. There's not a ton of security with it. I mean, it's a set paycheck each month, but you know, there's a lot of variables with it. And I mean, it doesn't come with the benefits. It doesn't, you know, have a pension, things like that. But I was torn. Like, there were two very different jobs, in very different settings for very different things. And I was like, what do I want to do? Like, do I take an office job and, you know, end up not liking working in office? I haven't really worked in an office before. Or do I take the job that, you know, is only part-time, but allows me the creative range and freedom that I have been wanting for so, so long and working so hard on. I've been kind of preaching that for quite a while. And I was like, you know, I've all I've ever wanted to do is work from home and do these creative things. And like, is this something that I want to do and pursue? Is this what's going to be best for me and Casey? Like, you know, it is nice to be home in case he ever needs me and stuff like that. But I'm like, long term, is this something that I want to do long term? Like, I do want to have a little bit more financial freedom. And I have been working very, very hard for the last 4 years to do that. And it just feels like I just am treading water, and I just can't quite get to where I want to be when it comes to, you know, my finances and having extra and having a large savings account and things like that. And it's just, I was feeling really exhausted and kind of defeated, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I mean, for some people it might have seemed like a very obvious choice, but I had a very hard time coming to the conclusion with it. And like, I took that whole day Thursday to kind of think about it and weigh out the pros and cons of, you know, what do I do? Do I go the creative route and hope that it works out? But then again, like, this division job, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, because not a lot of jobs like this come around, and there's not a lot of times that you can just, you know, swing in there and get jobs like that. And this would be the kind of job that would be setting us up for many, many, many years ahead. So I had to really think about it. Sorry, you guys, I'm just recording from home. Cats are being a-holes, knocking shit off of my table. Ugh. I swear I'm a cat person, but some days, holy. Anyways, back to the story at hand. So I took the whole Thursday to try and figure out what the hell I was going to do. And, you know, weighed out the options, got a lot of input from family and friends, and made the call Friday morning and was like, you know what? I'll take the division job, which may shock some people, but hear me out. I was like, you know what? I can do this. And I really want to be able to provide for Casey. Like, I mean, I have been independent for quite some time, but this would allow me to save up. This would allow me to do more things with him. This would allow me to take him on holidays and travel with him and be able to have a little extra cash each month so that we could do more things together. And if he wanted to pursue certain things that required more money later on when he's older, this would help me with that. Plus, I had said it a while ago that all of a sudden I decided, I kind of got this little epiphany that I really want to get my own house next year. That was kind of my goal. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, whether I do it completely on my own through my own business, or, you know, working part-time for something and doing my own business, or getting a job that allows me to do this, I wasn't really anticipating that side of things. Like, I didn't think I was going to be getting a full-time job and doing that. I have some land, north of my parents, and I have always, you know, thought about putting a house up there, making it my own, and having this like cute little landscape backyard, waking up to the sunrise each day. And now, like, this is insane to even think about, but now that I've landed this job, like, that can be a reality. Like, if I wanted to next spring, I can probably start getting the wheels going on that and, you know, get things going, which I think would be absolutely incredible and a huge game changer for us. Because, I mean, I've been renting ever since, well, I guess it's been like 4 years now, and having my own house and, you know, a smaller mortgage payment would be absolutely incredible. So there's just been a lot that has come with this, because it's kind of crazy to think how a job can just change your life and make things happen. The other great part, though, about it, which I'm very excited about, and I asked them right in the interview, I was like, I still want to be able to write on the side and, you know, do my social media stuff. And I said I would strictly do it evenings and weekends, but that is my creative, you know, ventures and something that I want to continue doing because I love doing it. And I need that in my life, because if I don't have creativity in my life, I feel not great. And they were fine with that. They were like, yep, just as long as you tell us what you're doing and it doesn't interfere with your work during the day, like, we're totally fine with that. So that's nice. I can still do my writing, which have been very proud of, and I'm very grateful for all of it. And I did not want to give that up. That was something that I was also stressing about over taking the job, because I'm like, what if I agree to taking this job and they tell me I can't do these things on the side, or, you know, because some places have clauses like that. And I was like, if they tell me that, like, it's a deal breaker. Like, I won't take the job, which I know sounds crazy, but writing has become one of my main joys, and I was not going to give that up. I was going to make it work. And I was trusting, here's me being woo-woo, I was trusting the universe that it was going to work out how it needed to, and I was either going to go on this creative route and, you know, work my ass off and make things happen, or I was going to get this job and still, you know, be able to indulge in my creativity and finally secure that stability that I have been longing for so, so, so long. Like, I can't even tell you guys how long I have been dreaming about being financially secure, which I'm not a huge, like, I've never been a person to be like, you know, I want to make $1 million. That I don't really, yeah, okay, cool. Like, it's never been a goal of mine. Like, I know some people get out there and they're like, I'm going to make $1 million or whatever, which is fine. Good for them. My goals have been more centered around, I want to make enough money that I never have to worry about my bills. And that if I want to go on an elaborate holiday, vacation, or travel somewhere, I can. That has always been kind of my goal of, I don't want to have to worry about money. And if I want to pack up and book a trip somewhere for a week, I want to be able to do that. And so my whole goals around money have been slightly different than some people's. But this, just getting this job is such a game changer. Like, I don't know how to express it into words. It was a very tough decision. But at the same time, I know it was the right decision, and I'm very excited to get in there and start and just see what I can do with them. I feel like it's going to be a great role. I mean, I'm familiar with the school division. I used to work within like one of the schools, and I know a lot of people that are in the division office. So it's going to be really interesting. I just ordered myself a bunch of office clothes yesterday. So that I'm kind of excited about, to actually get ready and like dress up each day, just because like working from home, I mean, I've been basically working in sweatpants and a hoodie and not wearing makeup or doing my hair 6 days out of the week. So this will be nice. I think it'll give me a little more oomph in my step, and I'm excited to get into a routine with it. I was able to get Casey on a different bus route home so that he can get dropped off at my grandma's, and I can, you know, work till 4:30, go to the gym, go pick him up, and still be in, you know, home in time for supper. So it's all coming together, you guys. So yeah, when I had kind of teased a little bit in the Instagram stories that the plot had thickened, that was why. I was like, oh shit, like I just finished an interview, got a job offer, got another job offer, what do I do? And yeah, I just, it's been a roller coaster, but I'm very excited now that things are progressing. I have a direction I'm going in, and yeah, I start next Monday. So I'm just wrapping things up this week with all the projects I had going on. And well, actually it's going to be a very busy weekend. For some reason, I have all the things happening on Saturday, and Sunday we'll be getting ready, getting a good night's sleep, packing a lunch, doing some meal prep, and getting ready for my first big day on Monday. So yeah, just like what I can probably take most out of this is like, don't be ashamed or feel bad if you don't necessarily know how to make decisions like that, or if the one that society would choose right away should be a no-brainer, but you have to think about that. Like, that's okay. I was feeling a little bad and guilty over it, just because I was like, you know, this should be an easy decision, like from an outsider looking in, but it really wasn't. I am such a creatively driven person who, you know, doesn't typically fall in line with a lot of standard work practices, because I mean, I like working from home. I like doing that. I don't mind starting a business and doing things my own way. Like, I've always been like that. So this is kind of, it's conventional to society, this route, but unconventional to me, which I don't know, may not make sense to many people, but all my creatives out there will understand. And I almost struggled with for a little bit too, of feeling kind of like a sellout. I was like, you know what, here you are preaching to, you know, live that creative life, do things your own way, start your own business, do all that. And then now you're opting just for this office job. And I was kind of feeling like shit about it a little bit, like in regards to myself, because I was like, oh, like, you know, I've worked so hard to do all this stuff. And I finally realized that I was like, you know what, I'm tired. Like, it has been 5 years of survival mode and just grasping and doing as much as I can, however I can, and working nonstop. Like, I really didn't realize it until I was able to take a break, that I was like, holy shit, like I was doing so much during the day, and then also in the evenings, and then sometimes on weekends, like just little bits here and there. And I finally realized, like, I'm kind of tired of that, you know. Like, I kind of wouldn't mind just having the job where I go in, I do the job during the day, and I can come home and that's it. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to do anything extra. I don't have to scramble to get home and make supper and hang out with Casey and, you know, do all the mom things that I want to do, but then try to get all this other work done, like on top of that, while he's in bed, and then having no time for myself. Like, I've been doing that for so long, and I need a break from it. Like, I don't want to be going 24/7 anymore. I want to have an evening where if I want to sit down and watch a movie on Netflix, I can. And like, I can't even tell you the last time that actually happened because I never have time in the evenings to do it. I usually, by the time I get Casey to bed and do all of his stuff and supper and his homework and his reading program, I get him to bed and I either wrap up whatever project I'm working on, whether it's writing or social media, and then I go to bed because by then it's like 10 o'clock. And it's just, this is going to be such a game changer in a sense that my whole routine is going to become a lot more relaxed. And I wouldn't say necessarily more fulfilling. I'm pretty fulfilled with what I'm doing, but it's just going to give me that little bit of freedom to just breathe and relax a lot more. And I'm really looking forward to that. And having weekends where, you know, yeah, if I want to do my writing or, you know, stuff like that, I can. And, oh my God, I swear these cats don't do anything until I'm trying to record. And I can just take the weekends and take a day or a morning and be like, "Kate, I'm going to do my writing. Casey can go hang out with his grandma," like whatever. It's going to just be a lot better balance and it's going to just feel normal. I have never, which again is crazy, I have never just had a normal schedule. Like, you know how people say, oh, you know, they wake up, they go do their day job, and then they have evenings and weekends to just like chill and hang out and not think about work. I have never, ever had that. Even before I had Casey, I was always doing multiple things. Like for a while there, I was working at the school. I'd do that part-time. And then I was also going to school part-time for my teaching degree. And then in the evenings and weekends, I was working at the multiplex for extra cash. So like and that went on for a long time. And then before that, it was, you know, working full-time at the school and then doing whatever I could in my free time to, again, make extra cash. So this has kind of been a theme in my life of just go, 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 nonstop, do all the things all the time, whether it's creatively or professionally or whatever. And I even noticed that like with this podcast and with the blog and with the Caffeine and High Hopes page, like I kind of just want a break. Like I just want to lean into this and have nothing. Like I for once want to be like, I have nothing on my schedule. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to. And that is kind of what I'm striving for, because I find I get so hung up in I have all these things to do, or I should be doing these things because, you know, I've committed to this. And I think I just need a breather, you guys. And so that kind of brings me to, you know, where is the future, or what is the future of Caffeine and High Hopes? I don't want to give it up. Like, I don't want to just drop it and delete it and be done with it, because I really do like the community on there and I like connecting with people this way. But I don't want to put so much pressure on myself to be super active and involved on there, which is tough because that's how social media pages thrive and do well, is when you're active and involved and engaging. So what I have come to the conclusion of is I'm probably just going to schedule in some posts of relatable content, throw it on there. I might write a couple blog posts, schedule them in, throw them out there. Because I mean, I haven't written a blog post in forever simply because I've been doing writing for other people constantly. And I think I might record podcasts here and there when I have something worth sharing or a guest that I want to talk to. It's not going to follow a schedule. It's just going to come out when it comes out, and I'll let you guys know by posting on Instagram. And I'm just going to kind of take a breather and some space from it all and just live life a little bit. I've been feeling this way for a while of I don't really want to be super active on social media right now, which is kind of contradictory because I'm a social media manager, but I want to take a step away. I just want to be in my own energy, in my own space, by myself. I don't really want to have to be showing up and, you know, holding space for so many more people, which is fine. There is a time and place for that, but I feel like I've been doing that for so long that I'm kind of like, I just need to sit with myself, look after myself, and just do things solely for myself. I think I need to be selfish for once and just go and see what life has out there and enjoy it and be quiet about it and share the exciting parts when they come up. Not necessarily being so, you know, here's my life, here's what's going on. Because I did that for a long time. I was very open and vulnerable with everybody of, you know, every little detail that's been going on in my life. And I just feel like I need to rein that in a bit and take a step back. I'm not sure why or, you know, what's pushing that, but I just kind of feel like that's what I need to do. And so I'm going to. So yeah, like everyone, you know, it's been great connecting. It's been great building this community. And I'm absolutely still going to be checking in here and there, but it's just going to be on my time and when I feel like it. I'm not going to force myself to get on there and make a story and show up. Because I feel like that's what I've been doing recently, is kind of forcing myself to be like, oh God, like you haven't been active on there in a while. You better get on there and, you know, do a post, make sure people still know you're there. And I kind of want to take a break from that and just, you know, enjoy life, a quiet little life. I've also really come to the conclusion that, like, I am also not dating. I'm not doing that. I also need to take a step back from even trying to do that because it has just been frustrating and just not great. I've been trying to put myself out there and making myself like talk to people and meet people. And it's just, I lose interest so quickly and I just don't want to do it. And so I'm kind of just taking that as, you know, here's your nudge to just leave it alone and really just focus in on yourself and your own life and not worry about bringing someone else into it. Because I have no interest whatsoever, and also dealing with some inner healing and stuff that goes along with it, because I've had a lot of stuff come up recently and kind of opened my eyes up to I need to do some work on myself some more and, you know, get some closure on past things and really work through stuff. So again, like, self-awareness, you guys, goes a long ways. And for me, that's just taking a step back from a lot of things and really just zoning in on me and worrying about me and focusing on me and taking care of me, because I'm the only one that can do that. So I need to. So yeah, with that, like, not to end on a Debbie Downer note, but there is so much happening, and I really wanted to share this all with you and let you know. And, you know, if there's anyone else out there who you're going through a really difficult chapter, or you just feel like you're, you know, constantly treading water, never quite getting out of it, like, it will come. And I mean, I can say that now. For the long time, I didn't think it would. I just felt like I had to work, and struggle to keep my head afloat and just keep things going. And it always felt like, you know, I was working against a lot of things. And my biggest thing was I didn't ever get too down on it. I mean, there was some times where things were very difficult and I had a very difficult time coming out of it, but I always kept the mentality that there's always more opportunities. There are always more opportunities ahead of me that I don't even know are coming yet. And having that kind of belief and trust allowed me to just, like, keep going, just keep going, keep persevering. Like, don't quit now. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's a lot. Yes, you're stressed out, but it's going to get better. It can only get better. And I think just having that kind of tunnel vision really helped get through some difficult chapters in the past. And I mean, I'm sure there's probably still more ahead of me. You never know. But I'm also one to believe that, you know, good things happen and they're always out there. And our timing is different from other people's, and we just gotta be patient and things will work out. A lot of times they work out in a totally different way than you ever imagined. I mean, I never would have imagined that I would be applying for this type of job and actually getting it and stepping into that role. I did not see this coming whatsoever. So, I mean, don't plan. Just keep, you know, keep a good attitude, keep those thoughts on the right side, and just let things play out. You really honestly never know how things are going to turn out, and sometimes they turn out way better than you ever imagined or anticipated. So keep that in mind. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for following me on this whole freaking journey ever since the beginning. It's going to be 2 years since we started this page and community and podcast here soon. And it's just been crazy. Like, the last 2 years have absolutely been crazy. So much has happened, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you that has come along for this little journey and have been supporting me and cheering me on. And yeah, I feel so grateful and lucky, and I can't wait to see what else is going to happen. So I will keep you guys all in the loop. Hope you're having a great Thursday, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Okay, talk to you later.